I mean, throughout this entire movie, Spider-Man takes, you know, some pretty nasty falls. Yeah. This fall right here.
This is the most painful.
Oh, this is the most painful. I mean, my goodness. It's just
did you
brutal.
See them putting this together? Did you see them putting this together in the documentary? This fall, this particular moment. This is the most painful moment in the movie.
What the heck? Wow.
And I remember, Tobey Maguire admitting in the commentary that this isn't as much of a wink to the audience as, you know, like concerning his back injury on Seabass. He was mentioning how this isn't as much of a wink to the audience as you would think it is.
Right.
Which, you know,
he was really in some physical pain here.
Yeah. So I'm saying, they were talking about how this isn't as much of a nod to the, you know,
right.
nod to the back injury as you would think of it.
You've mentioned that three times now.
Okay. All right. You'll probably hear it from me a couple more times.
This is what sucks in that movie. Because, you know, I mean, her mind will be deep in some other guy, you know. You think she wants to marry you. You think she wants to roll you. You know, but she's like off in La La Land. And here she goes. She's going to compare the kiss that she had with Spider-Man to, the guy that she's marrying. And, you know, the guy, he thinks, oh, she's amazing. You just had this awesome kiss. She's not even thinking about his eyes. She's just thinking about the other dude. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Can't women stop using men at some point? I mean, can you stop using the man? Can you actually be in love with the man that you're going to marry? I mean, come on. Sorry.
For more relationship advice from David Miles, please visit his website is at www.davelovedoctor.com.
As a matter of fact, we'll put up a movie review about Hitch here in a couple of days, so it's going to be deep. Just to let you know, it's going to be crazy for that. See, look at that.
What did you think of that?
The Hitch?
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that movie. I think it was a decently executed date movie, you know? But I thought about that.
That poor guy, though. I mean,
that poor guy.
That's
what I'm saying. He's screwed.
Poor guy. He's not a bad guy at all. No. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Just used. That's some crazy
mess. That poor guy. I'm sorry.
Used. And here she is, asking another guy to kiss her. After she just made out with him. Like, last scene. I mean, come on. What did you call that? Her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
She wants another guy to kiss her. Just use them. Mm-hmm. Sorry, stop. No, really. Sorry.
But you know what? You don't entirely hate her, either.
No.
Really? That's the thing. I mean, that's a very...
You're right.
You get what I'm saying.
And that's...
You don't think she's a hideous person for what she's about to do.
And that's the real deal, you know, is the fact that, you know, you just gotta make sure.
I mean, yeah, what she's doing is pretty, pretty detestable. But,
right. Which, I mean, that's the whole deal. I mean, you know, you can understand it's just, you know, her approach is wrong. But then again, what else would she do, you know? Mm. And what else should she do?
You believe. You
know? Right. Yeah, women are so driven by emotion that you can actually believe what she's doing right here. And, you know, of course, it's not even going to work in her head later, but it's working in her head now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, just, you know, I think, you know, I mean, that's just real.
But, like,
you know?
Her logic to her approach is absolutely, you know, tangible.
Right, totally. You know, and again, that's stuff you wouldn't expect to see, you know, in kind of an action film like this, you know, or the action film this is supposed to be.
Oh, we're talking about the movie again?
Yeah, we're talking about the movie again.
Okay.
I'm trying to relate it back to the movie. But, again, you know, I mean, I think this is yet another great, chemistry scene between the two of them. You know, that works really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of a reprise of their last scene. Yeah, the last scene of the last movie. Yeah.
This is a scene that was in the teaser trailer as well.
Yep. This scene was the teaser trailer.
Yes, it was.
Right. That'd be all over. Even though she's engaged. I'll stop. look at the ring.
Yeah.
Touching the man's hand. I mean, come on. Sorry. I'm done.
You don't have a bone to pick with women, do you?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I have a slight bone to pick.
I was about to say.
But then again, we'll get into that later.
No, that'll be for a commentary for Hitch, I guess.
Right.
Oh, it's an action movie.
Right.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, what is up with this?
What's this action stuff?
What is that? Really?
Like a car thrown through a window? What the hell?
About to kiss. Yeah. What is that? What? I mean,
I think the shaking of the frame here was a really cool added thing that they didn't necessarily need to do. But, you know, it's kind of your throwback to...
Another wonderful sound aspect is, like, anytime, like, Doc Ock is approaching, it's just...
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Thank God for you showing up, Doc.
This scene is just pure joy for me. I love this scene. This scene is just absolute joy. look at Alfred Molina just reveling in this role.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
This is just... I love that!
Yeah, I mean, Alfred Molina is just rolling it off right there. I mean, that's almost one of his best scenes.
I love the zoom in.
Mm-hmm. And that's just like a horror flick.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting what she's had coming to her, Dave. You happy? Are you happy?
We're not gonna go into it.
Look.
What, Ron? We just got out of that discussion. Let's not get back together, okay?
For this, like this.
All off.
Okay.
When the microphone's off, all
right.
We can have that discussion.
All right.
Okay, we're talking about movie.
But, you know, we're talking about stuff that's happening in the movie. I mean, you know, we can only gush about it for so long.
That's true.
Man, I wish that happened to me.
Yeah.
Take off the glasses and I can actually see something.
Yeah, really.
And you know what? Again, the score, so much of it seems to be recycled from the first movie.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
And, you know...
It is the rare sequel that does not recycle.
Like,
for thought there.
Yeah.
Not really.
But I'm like saying, like, you know, I'm actually such a... I'm actually quite a huge fan of Danny Elfman's score to Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. I mean, I almost do prefer his score to Batman Returns to the first one, as great as both of them are. And, you know, but, like, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, it's like...
Yeah, look, Jamerson was just one line short of getting a conscience.
Yeah. I know that was pretty funny.
I want Spider-Man! Sling through the newspaper.
Like, Mass Menace Returns.
How corny can you get? I mean, this is...
That's the point.
Yeah, but like, that's...
I mean,
it works!
Yes.
Here, this is the money shot right here.
No,
that's
I
the
think
money
it's
shot.
Still coming off.
That's the money shot.
It
right
is
there.
Pretty sweet.
It's
pretty sweet, but I don't know.
Now, are you talking about like him swinging through the helicopters at the end? That's probably like my least favorite. But
no, I don't think.
No, I wasn't gonna go there.
No, that's the money shot as far as I'm concerned. That's, you know, there's another one from the teaser trailer that like really. Told you, you know, this movie was going to be special.
But, I think something from the train might be the money shot.
Yeah, I know. That's
oh,
what I was
no, you know, oh, no, the train stuff is great, but that's my personal favorite as far as money shots are concerned, which... What idiot brought that up, anyway?
I don't know, but it seemed like we're really getting into a really weird area that we don't want to get into, but...
But again, you know, we cannot... You know, we can only gush about this movie for so long.
Oh, I know. You know. I'm... This is a pretty sweet shot.
Yeah, that was a pretty sweet shot.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I think some
sequences.
Of this stuff on top of the subway, it's like...
Right.
Well, yeah. That's the thing, though. I don't consider, like, the subway sequence to be, you know, a series of shots. I just... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not a series of shots. It is just one of the most amazing sequences I've ever seen on film.
Right. That for me right there is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean this is definitely one of the best film
sequences.
Yeah.
I think that might be my choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the fact that, you know, you have the camera rotating is just so cool to see that, you know.
But again, though, I'm believing every minute of this.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not even going to, you know, no, we're not going to touch on what, you know, my feelings of the first minute, because I've already...
Thank
but,
you
know...
I mean, some of those shots right there, some of the CG shots, just from the documentary.
That's
great.
That is just...
They went through some really difficult moments, though, to make that happen. That's a pretty sweet shot, I have to admit.
This is... Oh.
That's pretty genius.
Like, I love the, like, you know... Speeding up of the theme right there.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's probably one of the worst CG effects in the film. That lady right there didn't look too good.
That's the thing. Like, I'm so caught up in this.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing the, you know,
right.
special effects. When, you know.
You know. You know. And
even when it looks fake.
Right.
I'm so caught up in this that I'm not even considering it.
You know, yeah. and that's the idea, you know, I mean, they can spend a little bit less on her flying around because, you know, you're already caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, this is such a cliche comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, like, but that's the thing, like, Sam Raimi made it all his own.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Speeding Train, I mean, that's something right out of Superman, you know.
Not to mention the Incredibles. I mean, there were a couple sequences in both this and the Incredibles that, like, I was like, I found myself comparing. But you know,
yeah,
they're both very much their own. You know, again, both movies are very much their own. You know, movies.
Well, I mean, plus you have to remember that the Incredibles was 4 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's like so. I don't know, that tracking shot that takes you all the way to the end of the track is pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
There's not that much use of the...
That's, like, real Sam Raimi stuff there from Evil Dead 2. I've got some ideas. Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Well, what's great is that the mask is off right here, so you get to see Toby emoting as much as he does here. Like his delivery of that line. Yeah, I've got some ideas, you know, like.
Gee, thanks for the help. Watch out.
That's the thing, though. You can see him coming up with this idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can just,
oh, yeah.
You can,
like,
see, you can
if
see
at
the,
first you don't try, sling a couple dozen more webs.
So that's great about having his mask up in this moment. It's just like you can see the.
Well, plus, I mean, you know, it's like you really feel that he is in some serious pain doing this. I mean, you know.
Well, another reason you buy the really fantastical stuff in this movie is, you know, and why I don't think I did in the first movie is because, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his mask is off more of the time, you know.
Yeah.
Let
me
get to the back of the train.
Yeah, really.
I love the ripping of the costume. And
yeah.
You really do believe this. I mean.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's like the thing about that first, that big trailer that came out for this movie, you know, it's like it said, you know, hero will be revealed, and it's like, wow, the possibilities of that in. And they completely earned that, you know. They completely earned that emotionally. It's like, it really has resonance.
My second favorite quiet moment right here.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Straight out of something almost biblical, really. You know, passing along the dead body amongst the people.
And this is what's so gratifying for this character, is like, you finally feel as if he's accepted.
Which you know, they tried to repeat in the... Which they tried to do in the first one, and at the end.
Oh,
so incredibly cheesy.
Yeah.
And this one, not to... I mean, this scene is great, but, you know, a little bit later, it gets somewhat cheesy, but not nowhere near
than the first one. I mean, not even close.
No, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think we all know what moment we're talking about here. We don't even have to touch on it specifically. Tobey Maguire's two little brothers here.
How did his where did his mask he throw his mask to is what I want.
Exactly.
I could have sworn he took it off on top of the train.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
well, you know, the wind caught it and threw a window. Maybe.
So it's just like the feather in Forrest Gump, just
yeah, basically, just yeah,
magical way it gets back to the train.
More or less, yes.
Okay. I'll let you know if it's good to be back.
I
need to go see a chiropractor. Thank you.
But how moving was that moment right there?
No, it's a great moment. I agree.
Good
it's
moment. Good moment.
This is pretty reflective of that moment we were talking about.
And it really is.
And why it works here and it doesn't work in the first movie, I mean, that's left to your own...
I mean, you know, it's
because of the fact that they've seen him with his... I think it's because of the fact that because they've seen him with his mask off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, you know, that brings it down to a more human level that the first one really just didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know, and I mean, in the first one, you know, what were they doing? Like throwing oranges at him or something like that?
Yeah, really.
And this one we have, you know, Alfred Molina, you know, giving his beautiful performance and, you know, and throwing people to the side and taking it anyway. So, you know, it's just, it was just the whole thing is written better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes, the machine.
Get away from that. Kill you with my letter opener. Actually, no, that does look like a pretty serious knife there.
The dagger, really?
Yeah.
Just the fact that he's tied up in barbed wire, that's pretty cringeworthy
there. Yeah, really. You are by having me in this barbed wire. Yeah.
look on his face. He's like, he's had enough.
Seriously.
This is actually probably who's the actor that played Harry again?
James Franco.
Yeah, this is probably one of his best scenes.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Because you know, there's not too much.
Yeah.
Now, what's really great about that part right there is that like he doesn't go on to this long soliloquy of like, you know, it's like there are bigger things right now, you know, besides you and me. It's like. That pretty much saves the scene right there. Mm-hmm. The fact that he didn't monologue as
exactly.
Nipples. Sorry. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Sweet.
That's
a great reveal there.
Right. I wonder whose idea it was for that shot. Probably Sam Hain.
Yeah, really. Nothing to see here. Never mind.
Oh,
This final battle here was slightly unconventional. You know, because I mean, you did have the evil guy, you know, realizing that he's not quite that evil, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, even just how that came together. I mean, yeah, just this whole end scene is just a little unconventional.
Oh, this is an action movie.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That's right. Cost millions and millions of dollars to make.
I see where all the money went now.
That fall right there is pretty nasty too.
Yeah. This isn't Rain Man. Not meant as an insult to Rain Man, by the way. Which is a very good movie. Wow.
The lighting in this sequence must have been extremely difficult.
Yeah.
That suit is torn to shreds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's where they got the idea from for the fusion, but I remember in the documentary they were talking about, you know, when he says, you know, the power of the sun in the palm of my hands, that's how they kind of got the idea as to how that sort of fusion ball was supposed to look.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if that's like scientifically correct, you know, but it does look pretty cool. I just wonder how complicated those puppets had to be.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know they went through.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you look at it, you watch the documentaries, it's actually pretty string and chewing gum.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I don't know.
No, I mean,
so supposedly they had a company that was actually working on that type of a puppet, and so I'm pretty sure it's not chewing gum per se.
Well, I mean, just well, I mean,
I mean, I mean, but you know, though, I mean, they're not. I mean, they are puppets. You know, they're not. There's no real mechanics behind them.
That's what I mean.
Right. This speech here is not bad.
No, it isn't. It's a nice reprise of what he told Peter earlier.
And I think Alfred Molina's acting kind of makes that work.
Yeah.
And of course, the arms having their own personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All that added in. Of course, with Tilda Ryder's performance, kind of makes this scene work. Where
using Rosemary Harris's speech as well,
right?
In the best part of that speech, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think in lesser actors' hands, probably lesser directors' hands, that scene, even with the same words, probably wouldn't have worked as well.
Oh yeah. I mean. Oh yeah. I mean, you can see it, you know, in other movies.
Another really wonderful cue that I don't think was Danny Elfman.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Danny Elfman. This is going to be a great year for him.
Yeah.
You get the girl.
Okay.
That was a great shot right there, too. Mm-hmm. Walking over. Man, that's just spectacular.
You know, they should give this movie an Oscar for special effects.
Yeah, I think they already did.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. So
So it is you.
I knew. Somehow. I've always known. That was Return of the Jedi, by the way.
Another moment turned on its ear.
Yeah.
This is really heavy. I'll bet.
What a great looking set, too.
This was nominated for production design, wasn't it?
No.
Was it not?
No.
Wow.
Just tell him to run, dude. Just put the thing down.
Seriously.
You just get out.
I mean, you got window right there. Just break through it. I mean...
Does anybody think that the Doc is still alive?
That's what I was gonna bring up.
I would suspect no, but then again, anything is possible,
especially in the world of comic books.
Yeah.
Just exactly where did he attach that?
I know. From? I've always wondered that.
That's entirely computer generated, yeah. Right there. That shot.
Yeah, and that shot I did not think was. I mean, you can tell what shots. You know, you can tell that there are some CG shots of Doc Ock before, but supposedly that was a CG shot. And I could not tell.
Neither could I.
That
credit extremely well done. John Dykstra and Company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never quite liked the way the web looks.
Did you not?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I
bought it. Real. Yeah. I bought it.
Here and the train sequence where you get a kind of a close-up in his hands.
Mm.
Just never quite liked the way that the web actually looks. I mean, it really looks like she's holding onto a piece of wire. It doesn't necessarily look like, you know, it's like the web sketching.
Yeah, I guess so.
Again, another good scene between the two of them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, this is a bit reflective of, you know, the last scene between the two of them in the first movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And how much better is this than you know, the scene in the first movie? I mean, it's just... And then how great is the payoff at the end?
Yeah. Oh, this was a great year for endings.
Mm-hmm.
I love really great endings last year.
I'm not making something here and there. Probably the relationships where I have something.
Because, Kate. Cause, I mean, look.
Alright, go ahead, Dave. Go ahead. Let out.
Just go.
Let out.
You know, she's about to hug the guy. He's about to kiss her. All happy, whatnot. And she's, like, looking in the whole other direction. I mean, come on. Can't you even respect the brother for trying to roll you?
That it?
I think we're done.
Okay.
This is disgusting. Really. Sorry. Okay, we're done now.
I know.
I have no comment on Abe.
I totally feel what they're saying. I understand where she's coming from.
I have no opinion on the issue. I have nothing to say, so...
Now, what did he attach his whip to right there?
Again, we're kind of curious.
Because, but, I mean, before you could say...
Cloud, I mean...
He attached it to the crane before you could say that, you know. But he was already on the crane at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Sequel setup.
Well, there's that,
mm-hmm.
But,
So we're going to have the Green Goblin, Sandman, and God knows who else in Spider-Man 3.
Conceivably.
That's the thing. I was really...
Conceivably.
I really want, I, that's why I was like, kind of like interested in seeing, just, you know, cause I mean, you know, for lack of a, you know, for lack of a better perspective, this is sequel, this is sequel setup right here. And, you know,
you can't construe it as anything else.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I'm saying like, but you know, you're saying like conceivably we'll see, you're saying conceivably we'll see Green Goblin in Spider-Man 3. You know, I mean, what do you mean by that? Exactly.
Well, I wasn't exactly, but I mean, you seem to be saying, you know, it's like, look at all these villains that are going to be in Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying they're not necessarily going to do what eventually sank Batman, which is having an overabundance of villains,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, clearly, because, I mean, you could take this story, you could take this up in a direction that, you know, you don't necessarily expect by having him, you know, now that he knows the truth about his father.
Well, how is he going
to
deal with it?
How is he going to deal with it? Maybe he doesn't follow in his father's footsteps. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean,
you know, there's a good chance that, yes, I mean, they will go in that direction.
Well, maybe.
But
maybe,
I'm saying maybe not.
Maybe Spider-Man and Green Goblin, you know, they have it out in 3, and then, you know, and then they realize that, you know, the Sandman's a bigger enemy. They kind of work together since we have Harry and that are friends, you know, what have you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Again, I mean, you know, the possibility.
This is why I am not holding my breath for the third.
There are different. There are possibilities.
I hear you. I mean, the multiple superhero thing was, I got really turned off to the. I mean, multiple villain thing. I got really turned off by Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Well, Batman Forever.
Yeah, of course.
Batman,
I mean. Right. Well,
I mean, no, Batman Returns.
No,
No,
Batman Returns. It worked. Batman Forever. The Riddler worked. Two-Face didn't.
Right.
And then nothing worked in Batman Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Batman Begins, because
right.
it sort of seems like they're going the multiple villain route again.
Right.
I could be wrong.
The Scarecrow and who else?
Scarecrow and Ra's Owl.
Oh, yeah. Ra's, Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
I mean, Ra's al Ghul, he's definitely a villain, but he's not quite the super villain. So his character might that might work, maybe, if it's written well. But I mean, that's actually a really good character, so I hope that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, now my boy who thought he was going to get married,
screwed again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, come on. Sorry, my bad.
No, Dave. No, you're making a perfectly valid point.
Just, I mean,
Dave, you're making a perfectly valid point.
You know, I mean, if you're in love with another guy, Get it together. Don't leave my brother at the altar.
Again, keep in mind, I'm staying quiet.
I'm scarred for life.
Which is why he becomes a villain. The character becomes a, which is why the villain.
Lost out to
Spider-Man.
Lost out to Spider-Man.
Yep.
There you go. Spider-Man took my wife. Now he dies. She didn't even care the fact she's running in a wedding ring.
Yeah.
Meant for another man. She's gonna go hook up. Stupid. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Apparently there was some stepping on of toes in this one.
Seriously. Well, not so much stepping on, just.
For me, what I didn't like about this too much was the ending. Not for the reasons that I just gave, I think, but in the beginning when you said that I didn't like it, I think I thought that the ending was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
For this movie. And them finally getting together, I don't know if I necessarily wanted that to happen, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, and Ron, I know, will appreciate this because of the fact that he is privy to my obsession with Buffy and Angel, and he's watched all the seasons. It's like, I saw this ending, and I love this ending, but I was expecting for the other shoe to drop. Because if you watch Buffy and Angel, at no point, if you have a couple that is happy,
right,
they are going to, something is going to destroy that couple later.
Right.
And it's like, I was expecting, like, Harry Osborn to just come crashing in and just, like,
lay waste to the entire place just as they're getting together
right,
first time.
Right.
You know,
right.
I was
just expecting for the other. But what that leaves open for the third story.
Yes, it does.
Is that the potential there for what it leaves open for the third story is
mm-hmm.
is you know staggering.
But this is still one of my favorite endings from last year. It's probably like second or third.
Yeah, I definitely like this ending better now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean, I totally feel and understand all the relationship stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
and that makes it kind of work a little better.
No, but what she's doing here is terrible.
Right.
Is it, you know, but like you believe it,
right.
you understand.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Go. Just want to make sure you'll be here when I get back.
Exactly. You good? I don't want to go. I mean, you're good for now? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, you know, Ron, I didn't like this scene right here quite as much as I liked.
No, yeah, the clothing shot in Spider-Man 1 is
that's
considerably better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like this is the thing, like this is one of these things where like let's see how much money we can throw at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's why I love the first one. It's so. The first one is the clothing shot of the first movie is so much more poetic, I think.
Right. Yeah.
It's like helicopters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you don't need that. The music cue is much better in the first movie as well, I think.
Really?
I really did like the music.
I don't know.
The music cue to the closing shot in the first movie, I'm a much bigger. I prefer.
I don't know. I really like that.
Well, you know.
You.
Closing statements.
Closing statements.
Well, again, I mean, we've said our piece here. I mean,
close out quick.
I cannot.
Man dodging debris, Stanley. Never seen that before.
I mean, I absolutely love this movie. Quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
And I still enjoy the first one despite stuff that I've said in this one, this commentary as well as other commentary and as well as the commentary for the original.
Mm-hmm.
But I still enjoy the first one, but you know I do love the second one. You know it is a quantum leap forward in the series, and unlike Ron, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and for me, that is what is so cool about you know, and it's something that is a fundamental difference. I mean, we've talked about, you know, the different comic book movies, sort of. But we haven't talked about, you know, the sort of the rivalry between Marvel and DC.
Right.
Where, and, you know, for me, the fact that you can have, you know, for me, this movie sort of exemplifies why Marvel comic book movies have sort of been more popular probably overall than the DC ones. You know, I mean, granted, that's not to diminish the original Superman or the first two Batman movies, but...
Or Constantine, which we used.
Or Constantine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's like, for me, the Marvel comic ones leave you, and especially this one, leaves me on a high.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves me on a high that, you know, just completely resonates. And it's something that very few comic book movies of its type share. And for me, that is ultimately what makes this movie so great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it, for me, and it does strike on a very... It does work on an emotional level, which is something that, admittedly, you watch the first one over again, it doesn't really do. But anyway, so that's basically my piece.
Well, I just want to make sure you guys understand why I'm not necessarily holding my breath for the third one.
Mm.
You know, just this is.
I totally understand why you're not. Totally.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just going to wait until opening day to, like, you know, to share any thoughts on the third movie that I might have,
right.
Just because I mean this is going to be hard to top,
right. Yeah,
you know, and just the thought of like just the fact that like you know how the Batman franchise seemed to go downhill after the second movie, you know, or slow. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of the decline, anyway. Mm-hmm. And Brian, again, you and I can't agree more on our feelings on this movie. So mm-hmm. I mean, anything you might have said, for more or less, I've agreed with, and mm-hmm. I'm very happy with the discussion we had here. So. I believe I've said my piece. So, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you guys, referencing that maybe I didn't enjoy my first viewing of this as much as I've learned to love it. But I mean, I definitely do like this movie. I'm not quite sure where it fits overall in my superhero movies that I like. You know, in terms of ranking, I'm probably gonna rank it later. Mm-hmm. I definitely like this movie, and I'm looking forward to the third one. Now I'm gonna go out and check out what information is out there about mm-hmm. the third one. And I'm impressed with the teamwork that went in this movie, and I really like this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to touch on something Ron said about, how Batman went downhill after the second one. Just got to keep in mind that with Batman, you had huge turnover of talent, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say on that. Okay. So this is Brian Scuttle.
Ryan Haynes.
Dave,
and this is Yacht News with